At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do want to shout out anybody that's grown up in Kansas City, and if you went to school in the Kansas City area, you probably were fortunate at some point in time to have Casey Wolf come to your school. I went to Pleasant Ridge Elementary. And I remember, I don't know what grade I was in, maybe it was first or second grade, but I remember Casey Wolf coming to the school, right into our gymnasium. And that was like such a big deal. And it was one of the cooler things. It was a day that, again, that you remember when Casey Wolf went to your school.
I got my picture with him like a month ago. He was at a function I was at.
And today's National Mascot Day. And the Chiefs announced earlier today that after 35 years as Casey Wolf, Dan Mears is going to officially retire. I believe July 1 is when that'll become official. So there will be a different Casey Wolf, if you will, moving forward. But 35 years as the mascot.
That's a long time.
Think about all the memories that he created for a lot of people, whether you were in elementary school or, you know.
You're all grown up and your kids seeing them now.
Yeah, and going to Chiefs games, and I know they still do some of this, but in the late 90s, early 2000s, I believe he would have his friends, and they still do it, but his friends dress up as like a Broncos fan. He'd come out on the golf cart and tackle them and stuff like that. Those are some of my first memories of going to Chiefs games. I always thought as a kid that was like the coolest thing when the Raiders fan would come out and he'd jump off the little ATV or whatever and he'd tackle him, stuff like that. That was Dan Mears in that suit. So congrats to Dan. Obviously 35 years as a mascot. That's pretty special.
You don't have to wear it in St. Joe anymore in 100 degree heat. You ever smell that, Wolf?
Well, I'm sure it stinks, Bink, because you're sweating in that. I mean,
that's a terrible thing.
There's only one of us on the show that's been in a mascot outfit for one day, okay? At least one game. In junior high, one game, Bink. One game. I was the Bulldog at California Trail Junior High for one game.
Nice, nice.
They needed somebody. It was a fill-in thing for one game, and it was a lot of fun, but that thing was hot. That thing was very warm.
You ever been mascot, Drew?
No.
Think?
No, I've never been a mascot.
Would you have wanted to?
No. You know how hot it is in those things?
Back in the day?
I remember one time, it was a long time ago, my kids were real small. We waited in line for a balloon animal or something. Like within a minute, Sluggard popped it. It was like 100 degrees.
So
it was like
AI is taking everybody's jobs. They're not having an AI mascot. That's not happening. Surely not.
Mascots are important, though, because if the team's terrible, they do cheer people up. It is something you know, for people to be excited. I'm not a huge fan of clowns. I hate clowns and stuff like
Drew.
That.
don't get Drew started on clowns.
Mascots are a bit different. But
mascots are way different.
Some are different.
Yeah, I mean, look, Casey Wolf, you know, 35, you know, that's here in Kansas City. I wonder outside of Kansas City how many people know Casey Wolf. I think quite a few. It's one of those.
It's iconic.
In the NFL, there's not that many mascots that you actually can name, right? Like Toro down in Houston. You were telling me the story
Toro
about
the Bull.
It. Yeah.
You Kansas City guy.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me before the show. Like in baseball, you know him. Like, you know Slugger. Philly Fanatic's one of the best mascots in sports, period.
Mr. Met.
Mr. Met.
The San Diego Chicken.
Mrs. Met.
San Diego Chicken. You never heard of the San Diego Chicken?
I don't know if I...
Oh, man.
I remember is the Pelicans mascot scared a bunch of people.
San Diego Chicken was so popular, teams used to hire him to come to your games. So it'd be the San Diego Chicken coming to. Oh, that's probably the most famous
my
mascot
favorite
ever.
Mascot is Boomer. Shout out to Boomer, the Pacers. The Pacers mascot.
See, I know the Western Kentucky Hilltopper is one I've always seen.
The gorilla in Phoenix is really cool. Yeah. The dunking gorilla.
There are some creepy
Syracuse,
ones for sure.
The orange, like the orange guy thing, you know.
The ones that are like in the line of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers are the Padres, the
some
Friar,
mascots have a head,
the
Providence
nobody. Friar.
Yeah.
Like Willie the Wildcat. Did you ever hear about
Willie the Wildcat's a cool mascot.
The Mountaineer mascot. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, of course. Which one, Bink?
No, for the Mountaineers. It's like a real dude.
He's got the gun.
He carries
Bink,
a musket.
There's two Mountaineers. Which one? App State or West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Okay.
West Virginia. He actually killed a bear with that rifle, and they took it away from him. He killed a bear with the actual. Yeah, he killed a bear.
No way.
Yeah.
Was he dressed up as the mascot when he did it?
I don't know but he had that musket. Yes, the West Virginia University mascot did kill a bear while hunting. The incident occurred in 2012. It drew public attention.
If I think of mascots, I think of college teams way more than I do pro teams.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's a mascot out there, you know, killing a bear. That's pretty awesome.
Someone says, Gold, how do you not know about the San Diego Chicken?
The San Diego Chicken is like the most popular mascot ever.
I've never heard of the San Diego Chicken.
Are you kidding me?
This is an age thing. I'm looking up the history of the San Diego Chicken. It started in 1975. I was born in 91.
I was born in 95.
But still, though, it was still around when you were a kid.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, it said in 1991, the year I was born, he appeared in a Captain D's commercial. I was 1 year old. In 94, I was 3 years old. He was featured in Boys Life magazine. Again, I was three.
I wasn't born yet.
In 2004, okay, I was 10. He was in the middle, an episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Okay,
see, he's been in movies and TV shows.
We're talking when I'm anywhere from 1 year old to 14 years old. This is when, so for me, no. Yeah, it sounds like it was a very famous mascot, but I have no clue.
So they don't use the chicken anymore.
Why not?
That sound like it.
It says, AI says yes. Yes, the San Diego Padres still acknowledge and celebrate the San Diego Chicken.
I want to go to a Padres game. I also want to go to San Diego.
Wait, the Padres have a friar as the mascot.
They had a chicken, too. But the original performer has significantly reduced his appearances.
Is it a live?
He's not a regular mascot at every game. The Padres recognize him as a significant, significant part of their history and celebrate his legacy during special occasions. San Diego Chicken, didn't La Russa get in that?
I still think Gritty's great. Gritty's is fairly new mascot, but Gritty's great.
Lasorda, didn't he get into it with the chicken or something like that at some point?
I'm not sure. I'm looking up. Otto the Orange is the name of the one I was thinking of. Okay.
Who's got the best local mascot? The Jayhawk?
No, boy.
Truman the Tiger, Willie the Wildcat.
Hang on. Are we talking?
I don't think if your mascot costume literally is a head and then just a body, then it can't be that.
So it's not Willie.
It's down to
Truman?
The Jayhawk or Truman the Tiger. And then some people will knock the Jayhawk because it's mythical, but it's one of the most unique mascots and iconic. Mm. You look on TV and it's on the court, you know exactly what school is playing basketball.
True.
I hate to say, sorry, K-State, sorry, Missouri. The most iconic mascot in the locals is the Jayhawk.
Truman the Tiger's kind of funny with that tail.
Look, all the mascots, in my opinion, all the mascots are great. But in terms of iconic or in terms of, like, if you have a mythical animal that is on the court, to Gold's point, I know that the Wildcat is as well, but if you see...
There's the Northwestern Wildcats, too. I don't know which one you're talking about.
If you say Jayhawks, you know good and well who that belongs
to. Right. That's right, Drew.
Slugger's funny. You know, Slugger, he brings his dad. You know, he has his dad on Father's Day. It's the older cat. But I'll be honest with you, I think the Pasquatch actually the best mascot for the Royals.
Mm. Well, that's a great thing they do out there. For those that we only mentioned the three locals, but the Washburn and Topeka, the Ichabod, that is true. Someone texted in, one of the most original mascots in college sports. That is a fact. That is absolutely a fact. The Ichabod, man, that's unique.
Well, the Buckeye?
I guess
Brutus
so.
Buckeye?
Yeah,
he's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing about college, too, is they have the live mascots, you know?
Yeah,
you like the live
mascots. I met the bulldog. You know what they bring up?
Ralphie's pretty cool.
Georgia brings a doghouse for the dog, the bulldog.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And he got into it with Bevo, right, in Texas. That's why they can't have both mascots there at the same time, because they actually have a real
Bevo
bull.
Bevo also is an iconic mascot.
Yeah, Bevo's awesome. But they bring like a doghouse for that dog,
yeah.
And it's air-conditioned. But he didn't go on the charter anymore. I think he took a dump on the floor or something like that on the charter. So he flies separately.
Of course, you would know that, Pink.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.